听力课堂,听class.com.
And now, without further ado, we're going to move on to the next group of words, stop and go. Once again, we're going to cut the group in half.
We'll start by talking about those words which fall under the heading of stop. We'll define them, drill them, and then listen to them used in context. After that's all done, we'll move on to the go words. Ready?
Ready.
Set?
Set.
Go.
No, stop.
I thought you said you were ready.
I am.
So why stop?
Because you said go.
What?
We're supposed to be doing stop.
I know.
But you said go.
Look, pal, don't mess with me.
I'm not. You said go when you meant stop.
But if we stop, then we'll never go.
Right.
Right. So go.
Stop?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Why didn't you just say that?
What?
Go.
That's what I said.
Okay.
So go.
Okay, okay. Here's the first of the words from the stop half of the group. Sedentary. When people get older, they tend to become more sedentary. They spend a lot of time just sitting still.
Sedentary means not physically active, largely confined to sitting down in one place. If you want to stay in shape with that sedentary job, you'll have to get a lot of exercise in your spare time.
An impasse is a deadlock, a situation from which there is no escape. After arguing all day, the jury was forced to admit that they had reached an impasse. They realized they could never agree.
You say potato, and I say potato. Neither of us is willing to compromise, so it seems we've reached an impasse. Either you agree to say potato, or nothing will ever change. Remy and Martin hit an impasse when they drove their Chevy to the levee, only to find a dead end and no way to turn around.
I suggest that we don't malinger here on the word impasse much longer. And in so suggesting, as you might be able to tell, I have cleverly found a way to introduce yet another stop word, malinger.
Yes, you have. You have found a way to do just that. And malinger means, rather specifically, to hang around for no good reason other than to avoid doing something, often by dint of the excuse that one is sick. Rachel, for example, always malingered when it was her turn to do the housework. She sat on the sofa claiming to have the gout.
Malinger is a lot like loiter, only loiter lacks the connotation of sickness. Loiter is a little bit sinister, whereas malinger implies laziness and lack of enthusiasm, masked as illness.
To fetter, you know, means to restrain or to hamper. In a literal sense, a fetter is a chain attached to a person's foot, usually a criminal, designed to restrain them. A person can be fettered in a spiritual way as well as physically. While the cement shoes that Don was wearing were designed to fetter his attempts to swim to the surface, his last-minute confession unfettered his soul as it headed for heaven.
Moving on. Supine means lying on one's back. For example, when Rachel broke her pelvis, she was forced to lay supine for several months.
Nikki lay supine in her deck chair, drink in hand, face to the sun, skin turning into leather. The opposite of supine, which would be lying on one's stomach, by the way, is called prone. Supine can also be used to describe a person who barely ever moves.
Here's a word that's a bit of a stretch, but I think is worth including on our little tape. Reactionary. This is a word that is often misused and misunderstood. It means ultra-conservative, right-wing, or backward-thinking.
Uncle Snodgrass is so reactionary that he thinks women shouldn't be allowed to vote. Reactionary can also function as a noun. Lester is a reactionary on the subject of privacy. He thinks everybody's private business should be kept on record for use by the government.
Essentially, reactionaries are opposed to any forward movement away from the status quo and towards a more liberal way of thinking or behaving.
Stop. Clear your brain of all thoughts and activity. Let your mind become quiescent. Only when your mind is still will you be able to appreciate my charms. When something is quiescent, as I'm glad to see your mind has in fact become, it is still, at rest, motionless.
The party started out as a real hoedown, but after the host insisted on playing his harpsichord composition a dozen times, things grew quiescent. It sounds almost like quiet, and the meaning can be inferred from that.
True enough. When things are quiescent, they are often quiet as well. After a week at the ashram and all those deep massages, both my soul and my body were in a state of quiescence. I don't mind sailing as long as the seas remain quiescent, but the moment the waters become rough, I start to vomit.
Lovely! Okay. Let's wrap up this half of the group with the last word. Q. Spelled Q-U-E-U-E. It's a rather British word for line. In London, they don't stand in line, they queue up.
If you use a computer, you might be familiar with this queue. Files that are in the computer waiting to be printed are said to be in a queue. As you can see, queue can be a noun or a verb. If you're going to queue up for tickets to the film festival, you can expect to wait in an awfully long queue.
Now we're queued up for the quick drill, which follows a group of words and precedes a story from a real person who will use those words in context. So without further delay, once again, here are the words from the stop half of the group, stop and go.
Sedentary.
Sedentary means not physically active, largely confined to staying in one place.
Impasse.
An impasse is a deadlock, a situation from which there is no escape.
Malinger.
Malinger means to hang around so as not to do something. Often being unable is the excuse.
Fetter.
To fetter is to restrain, hamper, or hinder.
Supine.
Supine means lying on one's back.
Reactionary.
Reactionary means ultra-conservative, right-wing, or backwards thinking.
Quiescent.
Something quiescent is still, at rest, motionless.
Queue.
A queue is another word for line or file.
Now for the fun part. It's time to hear from a real-life person who's going to make all these words come alive for us. Here to get us started, then, is Dorothea Silver of the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Well, let's see. I've been processing driver's licenses for close to, well, nearly 25 years now. It seems like it would be a sedentary job, but let me tell you, I've had to be quick on my feet. Things go quickly from quiescent to chaotic. Most people are not in a great mood by the time they reach my window. The queue usually snakes around all the way out the door by 9 in the morning. After waiting in line for hours, many folks are told that they're in the wrong line, much to their chagrin. Unfettered by the rules of common courtesy, they frequently vent their rage on little old me. Once, an angry young man who failed his vision test and had his license revoked waited for me after work and punched me out, knocking me supine on the sidewalk. Being more of a progressive liberal than a reactionary who believes in the old eye-for-an-eye routine, I decided not to press charges. But now I'm regretting it because he keeps taking sick days malingering in the motor vehicle department lobby. I've tried to reason with him, but we seem to have reached an impasse. I still won't give him a driver's license until he gets glasses. He refuses to get off his butt and visit the eye doctor. Oh well, at least he's no longer on the road behind the wheel.
Welcome back.
We were, I believe, in the middle of the group stop and go, were we not? We had covered all the words in the stop group, and now it's on to those in the second half, go. We'll begin with expedite, which means to speed up or ease the process of something, to help get things done. A lawyer from a better firm helped to expedite the divorce process. Now we're getting somewhere.
Waiting patiently is no way to get a table at Chez Mackie Baudelaire. You have to expedite things by slipping the maitre d' a little something on the side.
The march of time is relentless. Nothing but nothing can stop it. We'll all get old and we'll all die. Time will not relent. To relent, of course, means to stop or give up. So relentless, it's no surprise, means the opposite, something that does not stop.
The rabbit's appetite was relentless. It ate and ate until its little body was blown up like a furry balloon. Then it exploded.
We must now relent and move on to another word. If we dwell too long in one place, we might lose our momentum. And once we stop, we'll never get started again. Momentum is the force of movement, speed, or impetus. The golf cart started down the hill at a decent speed, but it gained momentum as it continued.
When your glider lost momentum and came crashing to the ground, it caused your flying career to lose momentum as well. But the trauma galvanized your spirit and helped you finish your long overdue PhD thesis. To galvanize is to startle into sudden activity, to revitalize. A good coach should be able to galvanize the team, even on the worst day of the most dismal season, when the players are facing the toughest team in the league. My recent descent into hell galvanized me into trying to be a better person.
Well, I don't suppose hell is the type of place to which one should emigrate. Antoine emigrated from France to England because the sound of French made his head spin like a top. Now he is a French émigré. Whenever someone emigrates from one place, like France, they are considered immigrants in another, like England. So, in London, Antoine was just one of many French immigrants seeking fame and fortune. When sanctions were placed on the war-happy nation-state, many of its people decided to emigrate to neighboring and peace-loving countries.
Ah, now you've gone and done something interesting. Riddle me this, Batman. Who sanctioned those sanctions?
What?
Who sanctioned those sanctions? You use the noun version of the word sanction, which means a penalty of some sort. Usually a stoppage of exports to a place. But strangely enough, the verb form of the word sanction means very nearly the opposite. To sanction means to offer official endorsement or approval, or to give permission.
George, the genetic engineer, for example, sanctioned the propagation of a new species of cocktail roaches, designed specifically to eat green olives and gimlet onions.
Ah, there's a good word. Propagation. Which means the act of reproducing, spreading, or multiplying. The Alliance of Processed Sugar Lovers, or APSL, is dedicated to propagating the theory that processed sugar is incredibly good for you. Meanwhile, we're at the last word in the go half of the group stop and go. And the word is...
A lovely word that sounds a little like what it means. Evanescent. Example first. Shooting stars are evanescent. They last so briefly that it's hard to tell whether or not they actually appeared. Evanescent means fleeting, happening for only the briefest period of time, quickly vanishing.
Marty's victory was evanescent. Only minutes after winning the election, he was arrested on charges of extortion.
Ah, but such is life. One never knows what one had until it's gone.
Like this upcoming quick review. It too will be evanescent, I think. It will end before it's barely begun. But here it is, nonetheless, a drill of the go words.
Galvanize.
To spur or startle into sudden activity. To revitalize.
Sanction.
To give official permission to endorse or encourage.
Emigrate.
To leave one country or place for another. To expatriate.
Evanescent.
Fleeting. Appearing and disappearing quickly. Not long-lasting.
Expedite.
To ease or speed up a process, to help get something done.
Relentless.
Unstoppable or continuous, never-ending.
Momentum.
The force of movement, speed or the gaining of speed or energy.
Propagate.
To spread, reproduce, multiply, or cause to grow.
Now I'm pleased to introduce a certain someone who will personify these words and bring them to life, make them sing. Ladies and gents, here to present the Go Words is Captain Paul Ballard, earnest airline pilot and sometime lounge performer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Lucky Airlines Flight 362 from here to eternity. We've just left the ground and are gaining momentum. Soon we'll be going pretty fast. We recommend that you buckle up because we're headed towards some rough weather and it looks like it will be relentless. It won't stop too soon, I can tell you that. I understand we have some passengers who are emigrating from Spain tonight. Well, let me just say, hola, and what a pleasure it is to help you make that big move. At this time, I'd like to sanction smoking. Go ahead, light up, all you addicts. Our lovely in-flight comfort managers will begin serving delicious refreshments. Our air hosts will also come in handy should we experience any catastrophic failures of the engines. It's their job to galvanize you all into making a quick exit. They'll also make things easier by expediting the process of getting those finicky emergency doors open. Not to worry, though, most air disasters are by nature evanescent. They're over in the blink of an eye. Those rumors that people have been propagating about smoke filling the cabin before anyone has a chance to get out are pure myth. I encourage you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
Well, that was really nice. And it brings us to the end of the group stop and go. Now it's time to review all of the words from both halves of the group.
Sedentary.
It seems like it would be a sedentary job, but let me tell you, I've had to be quick on my feet.
Sedentary means not physically active, largely confined to staying in one place. The sloth is a sedentary animal. It stays in one place for days at a time, and when it does move, it moves slowly. Momentum. We've just left the ground and are gaining momentum. Soon we'll be going pretty fast.
Momentum is the force of movement, speed or the gaining of speed or energy. Once your sled starts gaining momentum, it won't slow down until you hit that ditch.
Impasse.
I've tried to reason with him, but we seem to have reached an impasse.
An impasse is a deadlock or a situation from which one can't escape. After the brilliant escape artist managed to get free of the shackles and chains, he found himself at an impasse when he couldn't unzip his fly. Malinger.
He keeps taking sick days, malingering in the motor vehicle department lobby.
Malinger means to hang around so as not to do something, sickness being the typical excuse. The executioner didn't want to chop off any heads, so he malingered in the dungeon office for hours, complaining of fatigue.
Expedite.
They'll also make things easier by expediting the process of getting those finicky emergency doors open.
Expedite. To ease or speed up a process. To help get something done. In order to expedite the sale of his company's stocks, the manager told his clients that the market was about to crash.
Fetter and unfetter.
Unfettered by the rules of common courtesy, they frequently vent their rage on little old me.
Unfetter means free, unrestrained. To fetter is to restrain, hamper, or hinder, to make things more difficult. The parachute was supposed to fetter your descent, but I see by your legs that it didn't quite work out.
Propagate.
Those rumors that people have been propagating about smoke filling the cabin before anyone has a chance to get out are pure myth.
To propagate is to spread, reproduce, multiply, or help to grow in number. The idea that we need to preserve what's left of our environment is being propagated around the world.
Supine.
He waited for me and punched me out, knocking me supine on the sidewalk.
Supine means lying on one's back. My idea of a great day is going to the beach, sipping iced tea, and lying supine under the sun for hours on end.
Reactionary. Being more of a progressive liberal than a reactionary who believes in the old eye for an eye routine, I decided not to press charges.
Reactionary means ultra-conservative, right-wing, or backwards-thinking. The reactionary congressman argues that we should attack the former Soviet Union now, while they're at their weakest.
Galvanize.
It's their job to galvanize you all into making a quick exit.
To galvanize is to spur or startle into sudden activity, to revitalize. The 10th attack of killer bees was finally enough to galvanize the community into purchasing a truckload of insect repellent.
Quiescent.
Things quickly go from quiescent to chaotic.
Something quiescent is still, at rest, motionless. The yacht race was dreadfully dull because both the seas and the wind were utterly quiescent.
Sanction.
At this time, I'd like to sanction smoking. Go ahead. Light up, you addicts.
To sanction is to give official permission to endorse, or encourage. My boss sanctioned an overhaul of last week's payroll, and none of us was too happy about it.
Cue.
The queue usually snakes around all the way out the door by 9 in the morning.
A queue is another word for line or file. The nuns were strict about students having to queue up in the morning before class. And woe betide the one who wasn't in the queue by the time the bell rang.
Emigrate.
I understand we have some passengers who are emigrating from Spain tonight. Well, let me just say hola, and what a pleasure it is to help you make that big move.
To emigrate is to leave one country or place for another. To expatriate. Unhappy with life in Bora Bora, Julie emigrated to Walla Walla, where she blissfully lived out the rest of her life.
Evanescent. Not to worry, though. Most air disasters are by nature evanescent. They're over in the blink of an eye.
Evanescent means fleeting, appearing and disappearing quickly, not long-lasting. Mona's smile was evanescent. She wasn't amused by Leonardo for long.
Relentless. We'd recommend that you buckle up because we're headed towards some rough weather, and it looks like it will be relentless. It won't stop too soon, I can tell you that.
Something relentless is unstoppable or continuous, never-ending. Despite the public's almost universal disdain for his work and his dreadful performances at the box office, Bud Nelson remains relentless in his pursuit of new movie roles. I don't think he'll ever give up.
And that brings us to the end of Stop and Go.